Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has been accused of taking money from a government investment fund and spending it on luxury goods and renovating his home. The allegation came on the first day of Mr. Najib's trial for corruption in Kuala Lumpur. He denies the accusations. Jonathan Head reports.
Najib Razak still has supporters who shared a prayer with the former Prime Minister before he was ushered into court to hear the first of a series of charges against him, ranging from corruption to money laundering. They're all linked to a massive scandal called 1MDB, a government-backed investment fund. At least $4.5 billion are believed to have been stolen, some allegedly diverted to Mr. Najib's own bank account. He faces a total of 42 charges.
A luxury yacht allegedly bought using money stolen from the 1MDB fund is to be sold for nearly $130 million. The vessel, called Equanimity, was owned by a Malaysian financier known as Joe Low. The leader of a political party that did better than expected in last week's general election in Thailand has been accused of sedition by the ruling military government. Thanachorn Chanrumwangit, who leads the Future Forward Party, said the allegation against him was politically motivated. The leader of the official opposition in Britain, Jeremy Corbyn, has welcomed the Prime Minister Theresa May's willingness to compromise on Brexit. Mr. Corbyn told Parliament that he wanted anything they agreed to be set down in law so that her successor couldn't change it after she honoured her pledge to stand down. Mrs. May told the House that seeking the opposition's help to pass her withdrawal deal was necessary.
Members of the public expect us to reach out across this House to find a way through this. They want a solution. The country needs a solution. The country deserves a solution. And that's what I'm working to find.
The British Army has launched an investigation after a video on social media showed soldiers in Afghanistan using a picture of the opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn for target practice. The footage shows members of the parachute regiment on a pistol range. A jury in Britain has been unable to reach a verdict at the trial of the police commander at the Hillsborough football stadium disaster 30 years ago. The former chief superintendent of South Yorkshire Police, David Duckenfield, had denied the gross negligence manslaughter of 95 Liverpool fans. Prosecutors say they'll be seeking a retrial. In total, 96 people died in the disaster in April 1989. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.